V'hoya ki shovei el ha'aretz. Come to the land. Asher Hashem alikecha noisen l'chanachlo. Hashem is giving to you as an inheritance. V'yirishta v'yishavta bo. You will conquer it and you will settle it. And Rashi brings down that the mitzvah only started, the mitzvah bikurim, only started after the first 14 years of their inheritance Israel. Took them a while to inherit it, to conquer it, and to settle it, and to give it out b'chalukah. The Sifri says over here, and V'hoya Kisavi is talking about the mitzvah bikurim, asei mitzvah zu, shebishvilo tikhanes la'aretz. Be mekayim this mitzvah bikurim, that b'schus the mitzvah, you will go into Eretz Israel. They went to Eretz Yisrael 14 years before the mitzvah started. First they conquered it, they fought off the enemies, and then they divided it. The mitzvah bikurim first started later. So what's the pshat? I say mitzvah zu, shebishvilo tikhanes la'aretz. Because of it, you will enter the land. Some people want to say that it's sort of like worked retroactively, that b'schus you'll do the mitzvah later, so retroactively that'll be the schus for your entering. But the pashta pshat is mashmeh, b'shvilo tikonesh, you will enter. What's the pshat? The pashta goes on to say, u'bosha el hakoyin ashayiyya bayomimohen. When you have your fruits and you bring the basket up to Yerushalayim, you'll come to the kain that will be there in those days. V'omarta elov, and you should say to him, I am declaring today to Hashem your God, that I have come to the land that Hashem swore to give us. So the Dubna Magid asks a question, what is this lashon of Higadati Hayoyim? I am declaring today, as opposed to yesterday, as opposed to last week. Like, why is it necessary to stress over here, Higadati Hayoyim? I am declaring today, Kibosi Ha'aretz, that I have come to the land. That's a second Ha'ar. A third Ha'ar that the Mefarshim ask is, that in the Shvach, in the thanks that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recount all of the chasodim he did for us. Arami Oyved Ovi, Lavan Arami tried to destroy Yaakov, my father, and then Vayeved Mitzrayim and the Mitzrayim tried destroying us, and all of the chasodim Hashem did by taking us out of Mitzrayim. And the pasuk goes on, Vayivienu el hamokim hazeh, he brought us to this place, Vayitim one was Haaretz Hazois, Eretz Zovas Cholavidvash, and he gave us this land of flowing milk and honey. Zokrash. Vayivienu el hamokam hazeh, he brought us to the mokam hamigdash. Vayitan lanu es haaretz hazois, eretz zovas cholov v'dvash. He gave us the land of Eretz Yisrael that was flowing milk and honey. Mefarshim asked the question that the Seder Hadvarim is just the opposite. First he gave us Eretz Yisrael, and only after we conquered Eretz Yisrael did he bring us to the mokam hamigdash. And yet here the Torah says just the opposite. Vayivienu el hamokam hazeh. So again, we have three questions over here. Number one, it says in the Sifri, be mekayim this mitzvah, then b'schus it, you will enter Eretz Yisrael. They didn't start doing the mitzvah until 14 years after they entered Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, when we tell the Kohen, Higadati Hayoyim, I am declaring today that I came to Eretz Yisrael. Why is there a stress on Hayoyim? And three, the Seder Hadvarim by Yizienu El Amokim Hazeh, by Yitzan One who has Oretz Hazois, is just the opposite. First Hashem gave us the land, and then he brought us to the Mokim HaMikdash, yet the Seder of the Pesukim is just the opposite. So the Dubna Magid says, Amayu the Kipshat over here that sheds light on all of these Oretz. Eretz Yisrael has different faces, and it appears to different people, with different looks. Pashit? Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Zovas Cholov Edvash. The Gashmi is the Gemilas of Eretz Yisrael. Like, we don't really see it today because the real fruits of Eretz Yisrael are only visible at a time that we're at a time of Geula, at a time where we're not Meshuvah, at a time we're not in Golas. But one of the Milas of Eretz Yisrael is its natural beauty, its natural physical attributes. Eretz Zovas Cholov Edvash Kipshutai. It gives off wonderful riches. There's none that we're Zeicha to that. But there's a second face that Eretz Yisrael has, and that's the Iker. And that is the Ruchlius of Eretz Yisrael. Avir de Eretz Yisrael machdim, the air of Eretz Yisrael makes people wiser. Eini Hashem alekecha olecha, the eyes of Hashem are on Eretz Yisrael, may reishis Hashanah v'at Achrushanah. That is the makom of the Shechina. That is where we have an opportunity of being Mekayim Kol HaTayra Kula. The mitzvahs Atuliyas Ba'aretz, Bikurim and Trumas and Maishvahs and Karbonis. So something special, there's a tremendous Ruchnias the Gemayla that Eretz Yisrael carries with it. And that is really the Yikr. And I once saw that in Yerushalayim there's some pizza shop that has a sign, or had a sign, get the taste of Brooklyn right here in Yerushalayim. You know, like that is a milah to get the taste of Brooklyn in Yerushalayim. The main tachlis of Yerushalayim is to get its ruchnius, to get the flavor of Yerushalayim that was instilled by the Avos HaKadoshim Midor Doiris. That is really the ikar of Eretz Yisrael. A raya. And what the Maggid says that when we speak about the ikar kniso oret, it doesn't mean entering the ground, the land of Eretz Yisrael. That taka has its milahs. The ground of Eretz Yisrael for its farming, for the fruits that it gives off, Yitzchak has its mitzvahs. But when we speak about entering Eretz Yisrael, the real entering of Eretz Yisrael is entering into its ruchnius. That is the true mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. And he brings a few rights to that. Number one, who would you say should be the ikar one that gets a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? The shevet with the highest mitzvah. Shevet Levi is on the highest madrega of all the Shvatim of Eretz Yisrael. Yet Shevet Levi did not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Shevet Levi has to be get matanis, the Kehanim, the Levim, they get matanis from others. Why? Because Hashem hu nachalosim. Hashem is their nachla. The Ziv Hashchimah, the Ruchlis of Eretz Yisrael, that is their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Adarabah, the person on the higher madrega doesn't need the land to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The person on the highest madrega, his chelik is the Ruchlis Einar Olam. Adarabah, who would have to give him Matnas Kahuna, Matnas Levia. But the Ikr Knesset in Eretz Yisrael is the Ruchlis. Hashem promised the Avos HaKadoshim, another Raya, he says. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, "Ki es kol ha'aretz asher ata royeh l'cho etnen. All of the land which you see, I will give to you." Yet, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the land to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? They were gevurim. They acted like strangers in their own land. The Knani was really in power in Eretz Israel. So where was there in the scene to the Avos HaKadoshim? The Teretz is, Hagam, the physical aspect of Eretz Israel. They were noyeg like gevurim, but the Ruchni is the Kechel of Eretz Israel. The Nehenem Yiziv HaShchina, the Avir of Eretz Israel, Machdim, the Kedusha, that is the Kechel that they had the Anor from. So they were in essence in the Ikur Knesset of Eretz Israel. Another interesting pshat that the Dubna Maggid says, Rashi brings down that when Yaakov Avinu was, when he went to sleep on Haram Aria, so Rashi brings down HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded up all of Eretz Yisrael underneath Yaakov Avinu. I remember when I was a kid, I was like wondering, what happened to all the people, all the Canaanites that lived in Eretz Yisrael? Like they were all folded up into a little piece under Yaakov Avinu, like what happened? So when I got old, I figured, stuff, it's a dream. In a dream it was possible. But the Dubna Maggid says no. When it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded up Eretz Yisrael underneath Yaakov Avinu, it means every chelik of Eretz Yisrael has its own ruchniyistic characteristics. There are different miles in different parts of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean that he physically folded up the land. All of the ruchniyistic attributes of Eretz Yisrael he gave to Yaakov Avinu at that moment. Kipel kol Eretz Yisrael means he folded up all of Eretz Yisrael, the ruchniyistic aspects, under Yaakov Avinu. So with this you say that the Ikur Knesset of Eretz Yisrael is entering its Ruchnias, the Dubna Maggid answers up all of these questions. First of all, number one, the Sefri that says, Asei mitzvazu shebishvilo tikonech la'aretz. We're not talking about the physical entry into Eretz Yisrael. The physical entry into Eretz Yisrael took place 14 years later. But when did they begin entering the Ruchniasic aspect of Eretz Yisrael? When they took those fruits and they brought them to the Beit HaMikdash and they acknowledged that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with the mitzvahs HaTfliyas Ba'aretz, that is when they really entered Eretz Yisrael. The Ruchniasic Knesset, it came with the bringing this to the Beis HaMikdash and by getting that Ruchniyazik attachment to Hashem. The mail is up to Dubna Maggid. That's not when it says he got it to Hayoyim. Why is there a stress on Hayoyim? Today that I've come to the Beis HaMikdash, today that I brought these fruits, that's when I get my spiritual connection with Hashem and Eretz Yisrael. That's when I begin to be the head of the Ziv HaShchinah. My coming to Eretz Yisrael before was the physical entrance, but the shleimus of the entrance to Eretz Yisrael, he got it the ayon ki bossi al haaretz. It's really only today that I finished up that coming into Eretz Yisrael. And the third horror that we asked on Rashi, Rashi says, "Vayivienu el hamokim hazeh." He brought us to the Beis Hamikdash. Vayitem onu es haaretz hazois, and he gave us this land. He first gave us the land, and then we came to the Beis Hamikdash. The teretz is that the real coming into the land comes with the Beis Hamikdash. When we have the Beis Hamikdash, and when we come to the Mokam Hamikdash to attach ourselves to Hashem, that's when the real vayitem onu es haaretz hazois. That is really when it comes in. That's a very big issue for us that we have to know. That Hagam, we're in Eretz Yisrael today, and Hagam Eretz Yisrael is occupied by Yidden, and the emissaries, there's such a tremendous amount of Torah and Ruchnias that goes in there. But until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to be kavua there. That's our tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Shechinah there, Bekariv, and we should be kavuyim over there, and we'll be able to talk, have an emissary kikinyan in Eretz Yisrael. But that's the way all of these ha'aris are answered. The Pasuk says, U'bosa el ha'koyen asher yihye bayomim ha'ein. You'll come to the Kohen that will be there in those days. What is the meaning of the Kohen that will be there in both those days? So Rashi says, Eilecho el Kohen shehu b'yomecha. You only have the Kohen that's in your time, k'moshu with the way he is. Which Pashto Pshat means that even if the Kohen is not on the high mind regular as the Kahanim of the previous years, you still got to get to the Kohen. Don't say, well, the earlier Kehanim, they merited this matana, but the Heintiger Kehanim is not really fit for it. This is the way Rashi learns Pshat. The Ramban asks a question on that. He doesn't understand. He says, Melo, the Pasuk says a similar thing earlier in Kapitli Zayin Pasuk Tesh regarding the Shayfet. If you have a Shiloh, Ubosa el Hashayfet Ashayyeh by Yomim Ohen. So there it also says, by Yomim Ohen, there it makes sense to say, even though the Shayfet is not on the same Madrega as earlier generations, you're still Mechuyah to listen to him. And don't say, I'm not going to listen to him, he's not on the proper Madrega. But by giving Bikurim, what does the pastor say? Well, he's not on the same Madrega, I'm not going to give him Bikurim. Who then are you going to give it to? You can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you don't give it to the Kohen. So what does it mean? It's a Chiddush. I would have thought you don't give it to the Kohen. Come ask for one, Eiluch El HaKohen should be a Mecha. Then you won't be Mekayim the Mitzvah at all. What's the Pshat? This is a question that the Ramban asks on Rashi. And the high time of the Ramban argues with Rashi in the Pshat, U'bosra El HaKohen HaShiyah Bayomim O'ein. What does it mean to say? It means, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Bikurim goes to the Mishmer of Kehanim that's in the Beis HaMikdash at the time. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash they had different shifts. There were different Mishmeres. So don't think you could bring your own Kohen from your own home and say, I want to be Mechavad my Kohen by giving him my Bikurim. You can't do that. HaKohen HaShiyah Bayomim O'ein, the Kohen that's serving in the Mishmer at that time, that is the one that you have to give the Bikurim. Into. That's the way the Ramban learns. But what about Rashi Taki? What would I have thought over here? That if he's not a Kohen, like that's like the Madregas of earlier generations, I'm not willing to give him Bikurim. Like, what difference does it make? The Melo of judge to listen to him. If he's not such a big boy, Madregi, maybe I wouldn't listen to him. But a Kohen's a Kohen. What difference does it make what Madregi he's on? So the Re'aim, Rebellion Mizrahi, answers up Rashi. And he says, yeah, maybe. A person might think that Bikurim is meant to be Mechavad the Kohen. So if the Kohen is right for Kohen, so then I'm Mechuyif to give it to him. But if the Kohen is not right for Kohen, maybe I'm not Mechuyif to give it to him. Kamash Malon does not depend on the Madrega of the Kohen, there's a mitzvah to give Bikurim. This is the way the Re'aim learns Pshat. But the Taz says a different Pshat in Rashi, and it really explains to me something else that I was always wondering about. The Pasuk says, the lashon of the Pasuk is, U'bosa el ha'koyin ha'shiyah ba'yomim ha'ein, v'yimarto elov, higaleti hayoyim la'Hashem Elokecha. I have said today to Hashem, your God. Why do we use such a lashon, Hashem, your God? As if it's not my God. Should have said, higaleti hayoyim la'Hashem Elokeinu. Why does it say, Hashem Elokecha? So the Taz in his Pirush Divrei David says that you find by the Nevi'im, when they used to speak, when people used to speak to Nevi'im or to Choshev people, they used to say Hashem Elokecha as a Lashon of Kavod, because Nevi'im had a special relationship with Hashem. Chashuvim had a special relationship with Hashem. So to show that they were Choshev, he said Hashem Elokecha, because you have that special relationship that I don't have. That's why we say over here to the Kohen, he got it, the Ayam Lufnei Hashem Elokecha, it's a Lashon of Chashivus in front of the Kohen. So it's up to Taz, not the Pshat, I would have thought you don't give it to the Kohen. Of course you have to give it to the Kohen. Who else are you going to give it to? But I would have thought if the Kohen is not so Choshev, maybe you don't have to say this Lashon to you, Hashem Elokecha, your God, because he's not so Choshev anyway. Kamashmalon, that the Nusach is a standard Nusach, and you have to say it regardless of who the Kohen is. This is the way the title was Mitzah. Because Lamaisach, we have an expression relationship with Hashem in a way that nobody else has, even if he's not the biggest Baal Madrega. It's interesting, Rav Meir Shapiro, the Tzadik Levracha, he used to travel around Europe to raise money for his yeshiva. He built a big, beautiful building in Lublin. So he traveled around Europe. And one of his travels took him through Raden. And he stayed in Raden by the Chofetz Chaim, the yeshiva's Chofetz Chaim, over Shabbos. And this was an unbelievable novelty for them. It's a chassidische Rav. And he, you know, with all the chassidishim and hagim, and he was here in Rag, that was like the epitome of Lithuania and the epitome of his snagdus. See, he had a tish Friday night, and the Lithuanian Bachman came, and they sang and they danced, which was a chiddush nifla over there. Same thing the next morning for the Suda. By Shalosh Shudas, the Chofetz Chaim came to be Mechabed or Meir Shapiro. Chofetz Chaim held up Meir Shapiro. Chofetz Chaim has come out twice his age. Twice his age came out. Rav Shapiro was nifter at 46, 47. Chofetz Chaim at that time was well into his 90s, if not over 100 years old. He was twice his age. And he held Rav Meir Shapiro. He was Mekanahim because he was the innovator of the Daf Yoimi. He used to call him Mr. Daf Yoimi. So Shalashudas, the Chofetz Chaim came to be Mechabed Rav Meir Shapiro. He was by his Shalashudas. And then Chofetz Chaim told Rav Meir Shapiro to say a few verses, to say it by time. To speak in front of the Chofetz Chaim, who was twice his age, he didn't have the chutzpah to do it. He says, I came here to hear, I didn't come to speak, I want to hear from the Rebbe. So I'm already old, I'm already shvach, I'm just the koyach to speak, you know, what am I supposed to do, you know? So on the spot, Rameh Shapiro said, the Rashi, Uposa el ha-koyin ha-shehiyah ba-yomim ha-heim, ein luch ha-koyin elu bi-yomech ha-kamaytsehu. The way he is, could be shvach, could be weak, of a kamaytsehu. So the Chofetz Chaim had a lot of hano with that quick zog, so the Chofetz Chaim taka spoke. This is the Rashi that Rameh Shapiro said over to the Chofetz Chaim. Right after the parsha of Bikurim is the parsha of Vidui Maishris. What is Vidui Maishris? We know that there is a cycle of how you give your Maishris. The first year of the 7-year cycle, you give Maishrishan and Maishrishani. In addition to Truma and Bikurim, you give Maishrishan to the Levi, Maishrishani you bring to Yerushalayim and eat it there. The second year again, Maishrishan and Maishrishani. Third year, you give Maaser Ishim, but now you substitute Maaser Sheni for Maaser Ani, you give it to the Aniyim. Fourth year again, the cycle starts. Maaser Ishim, Maaser Sheni. Fifth year, Maaser Ishim, Maaser Sheni. The sixth year, Maaser Ishim and Maaser Ani. The seventh year is Shemitah, there are no Maasers, everything is happening. So there's a halach in the Torah in this week's parasha, if to every 3 years there's a mitzvah of Biur Maaseris. If let's say you're backlogged and you didn't give away all the truma to the kayin, you didn't bring all the your bikurim, you didn't give away all the maishris, at the end of every 3 years you have to make sure to settle the account. Maishris has to be given to the lady, maishris has to be brought to Yerushalayim. You have to clear out your house of any of your chiyuvim in bikurim, truma, maishris, maishris, whatever it is. When you were mekayim that mitzvah, you said vidui maishris, which over here means not a vidui of al-chayt, chotasi, la'epach. Vidui over here means a notification. I did everything biyarti akaydish min abayis. I have cleared out my house from all of the things that are kaddish. Loy achalti ba'oini mimenu. I think the person did not eat when he was in avil, when he was in oinon. Loy biyakti mimenu b'tamei. I didn't use it when I was tamei. I didn't burn from it when I was tamei. And he lists off all of the things that he did properly. Or sisi kechol asher sivisani. I did like all that you commanded me to do. Now that I did everything, hashkifa mimayin kochicha, look down from your holy dwelling place, min hashamayim, ubarech es amcho Yisrael, and bless your nation, Klal Yisrael. So the Chofetz Chaim asks a question. The entire parasha over here of Dir Maizris is said by Lashon Yachid, personal. I clean out the Kedusha, the Kodesh Dikri of my parents in my house. I did. So why by the tefillah that comes at the end we say, Hashkifa Mimon Kodshachu Ubarech Esamcho Yisrael. If you're talking about what you did, then it should be your own personal tefillah, Ubarech Esi, and bless me. Why is it that we say Ubarech es Amcha Yisrael? So the Chofetz Chaim says two chedushim over here, two meridiki chedushim that are very much negel l'maisa for us. Number one, the Chofetz Chaim says if a person davens to Hashem and he wants to be answered quickly, he shouldn't daven for himself as a yochid, he should daven for himself b'soich Klal Yisrael. And that is a big booster because the schus of Rabin is much greater than the schus of the yochid. So he could have said Ubarech Haisi, but if you want the tefillah to be mekuyim better, you say Ubarech Esamcho Yisrael and you include yourself Toich Klal Yisrael. That is his gula that the tefillah should be answered more. And that's why over here you should have Ubarech Esamcho Yisrael. Rebbe Lapian in the Sefer Lev Eliyahu applies this to Rosh Hashanah. We find a little bit of a steer in halacha in a Yair Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, it says that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, mechapsin, we wash clothing, umistapra, we take haircuts, and we bathe, we cover Rosh Hashanah. It's a time of simcha. And on Rosh Hashanah itself, we eat geshmaki food. It's a time of simcha. As Chazal call it, Yom Tishol Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. But either kisa we find that there's a minute to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah Gufa, you're not supposed to get carried away with simcha, you're not supposed to wear overly fancy clothing, because there's an Indian of pachad of the Yom HaDin. So which one is it? On one hand we say it's an extra day of simcha because we're towing, we know that Hashem with his chesed is going to give us a good din, and on the other hand we're afraid of it. Which one is it? Numerous truths are said to this question. But Rebbe Lapian says that there are two dinim on Rosh Hashanah. There is the din of the klal, and there's the din of the prat. There's the din of Klal Yisrael as a whole. For that we know, Netzach Yisrael Yishaker, Klal Yisrael as a whole, as many zechusim, and they could be assured that they're going to, they have to come close to Hashem, but they could be assured that Hashem will bestow his chesed upon them, and their din will be a good din. But every individual has to worry about himself. You know that every year, Rachmanu Litzlan, there are people that are not well, and their health suffers, and their parnasa suffers, and so on. Each individual has to be worried. So the simcha is mitzad the Yom HaDin of Klal Yisrael. The pachad is mitzad the individual. So after Belly of Apian, what is the eighth son or Shoshana to be Zaycha B'din? If when you daven for yourself, you daven for yourself B'Zaych Klal Yisrael, so then you have the Kayach of the Rabbin with you, then you could, again, nothing is assured, we don't know the Cheshbainas of Hashem, but it definitely gives a special siyata to Shmaya that the tefillah should be Makuyim. That's eighth and number one. This I knew from rebellion. But a second chiddush that the Chofetz Chaim says that came to me, mamish, is a chiddush and an eye opener. He says, why do we daven over here after the inyan of Yidui Ma'ishris? There's a special zgula after a person is mekayim and mitzvah that he should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his own tzrachim, because the schus of the mitzvah helps him that his tefillah should be answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So right now you will mekayim all of the inyanim of the ma'isris and you finish it off with the vidui ma'isris. That is a special schus. The schus on mitzvah, Hashem will listen to your call. Those are the, and Chofetz Chaim says that is the reason why after benching, you know, we say the first bracha, the second bracha, we finish with Ali Chatzreinu. Each one has a reason why they were misakin it. That is the Ikur Birchas HaMoslem. we all of a sudden we start with harachim on this and harachim on that, and we ask for our different tzrachim. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, now that we will makayim the mitzvah berachas hamazon, we have the schus of the kiyum mitzvah with us, so that we're misachin to ask for different tzrachim then. Which is one of the gates, and I saw this today. I put it into effect right away. So I have an opportunity to give someone tzedakah. I can't pay. Time of mitzvah. It's a perfect time to daven. You know, to ask for your own tzedakah. And that's really a murder gates of everybody. Everybody has their own needs. And you want to be answered. You're a kind of mitzvah. Daven for it right afterwards. That b'schus this mitzvah, I should be zeichet to reassure. That's a murder thing. Especially approaching the Yom HaDin, it's a murder gula to have our tefillahs answered. This week is the Teichicha. We don't have time to go into it, but the reason why we laid the Teichicha before Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Tochio Shana v'kilaloseha, let the year with its qualis end. Tochel Shana u'birchaseha, let the new year with its brachas begin. Taki hiratzen, that all the qualis should have long left us. We should taki mizayche to exilus in the teiva, where the brachas of the new year come upon us quickly. A good Shabbos, everybody. Yeah.